5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is John Batchelor. This is from a much longer conversation with Josh Rogan. The year is 2021, and Josh and I are discussing his book, Chaos, Trump, Xi, and the Battle for the 21st Century, Chaos Under Heaven. This detail applies to what we now understand as the COVID-19 pandemic that continues. Other iterations of COVID-19 come up and down and up and down season to season. But at the very beginning, it was an important detail that Josh tells us about. President of the United States, Donald Trump, was getting good information from his counselors. He was getting very bad information from other sources. A major source was Xi Jinping himself telling the president what we know now to be falsehoods about the virus, about what is to be done, about the concern that everybody had a little bit at the time, but that it grew greater and greater through 2020. These events are the early in 2020, the winter of 2020 that Josh describes here. There's much more of our conversation later in the show. But this is a piece of the moment. If it was a Hollywood movie, the music would come up and a lot of strings, a lot of deep strings, a real threat to the whole planet. Here's Josh.
Yes, and on that same day, the first case of community spread was detected in the United States. That's when the health officials in the United States government switched over and supported the ban. That's when 2 days later, Trump instituted the China travel ban, and we were off to the races. But even at that time, people like Mick Mulvaney and Steve Mnuchin were telling the president that this was reckless, that he shouldn't do this, that he was going to wreck the economy and wreck his reelection chances. And he had another voice in his ear. On February 6th, Chinese President Xi Jinping told the president a lot of lies about the coronavirus, including that it would go away in warm weather, that it could be treated with herbal medicine, that they had it under control in China. And none of these things were true, but they added to the garble that was going on inside the president's head, and that's what added to the garble that came out in our policy at the time. So as much information as people like Pottinger and O'Brien could throw at the president, he still trusted his good friend Xi Jinping. Much to the chagrin of the national security peoples and much to the detriment of our national public health.
We're watching the politics of this emerge. I understand there's this large distinction made today between the science and the politics. They're all mixed up here because the political voices were not getting good science. They were not getting good facts out of China. And that was initially the problem and continues the problem, Josh. Nothing has changed. China wasn't naming correctly what was happening. And therefore,
worse than that.
Go ahead.
They were hiding the facts. They were disappearing the people who were communicating true information. When they got scientific information, they kept it from the world. There's allegations that they manipulated the scientists to point blame away from one of the theories that there was human error involved in the outbreak related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the world's largest bat coronavirus research center in the world. And that pattern of obfuscation and, you know, silencing journalists and silencing scientists continues to this day. And, you know, this became, as you rightly pointed out, hyper-politicized in the United States because everything related to Trump and Pompeo was hyper-politicized. But if you take the politics out of it just for a second, you will see that the behavior of the Chinese leadership, especially with regard to the origin story, but also with regard to how the virus was spreading in real time and their lies and cover-ups, had a direct effect on the
Thursday, February 6th. It's always good in an opera to get the principals involved. You understand? All right. Don Giovanni talking to Don Giovanni. February 6th, President Trump is on the phone with President Xi. A lengthy telephone conversation is how the White House characterized it. You get the readout on February 9th. Was the virus discussed in a fashion that Trump could have understood, that Xi was being candid about? Thank you.